This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Congress may make it a bit more affordable to finish building a billion-dollar pipeline to bring clean drinking water to southeast Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The House passed Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Bill via voice vote Monday. It removes interest payments that communities in the region would have to pay for the pipeline and extends the repayment timeline from 50 to 100 years. The bill heads to the Senate, where Colorado Democrats Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper introduced that chamber's version of the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Democratic U.S. Representative Jason Crow says he was denied entry into the immigration detention facility in Aurora this past weekend. Crow made the unannounced visit as part of his ongoing oversight into the GEO detention site, something members of Congress are allowed to do under federal law.
I had a copy of the law in my hand. I read it to him. I presented it to them. I actually spent time reading it and reviewing it. And one of them said, yeah, that seems pretty clear to me. But we have to call ICE, which they did. And it was ICE that refused my admission.
Back in June, ICE issued new policy requiring 72 hours notice for members of Congress to visit detention facilities. That's even though the law says they are not required to provide advance notice. And in federal court today, lawyers for former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will argue that she should be released while her case is on appeal. Peters is serving 9 years for helping an unauthorized person access election machines. You are listening to CPR News.